Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Now, James must have knew something about a horse. How many knows anything about a horse? You don't go out to the barn and put the harness on a horse before you put the bridle on. You don't put the saddle on the horse till you put the bridle on. And after you put the bridle on, Carnita's little girl can lead that big beast anywhere that she wants to. Daddy had a pair of horses. One weighed 1330 and one weighed 1335. They were full sisters. And he bought them when they was 2 and 3 or 3 and 4. He gave $400 for them back in the 40s. I mean, they was beautiful horses. And I worked those horses many and a many time. And I'd go in the stall where they were at, and I'd speak to them, and they'd turn around, and I'd catch them up on the head, and I'd put their bridle on. I'd bring them out of the stall, and I'd put their harness on. I know all about a horse. I've worked them till I left home. James must have knew something about a horse. But you will not never put harness on a horse before you put the bridle on. You put the bridle on first.
Right.
I'm going to get to my point here just in a few minutes. James must have knew something about a horse. Because he told it exactly like it is.
Right.
You can put a saddle on a horse without the bridle on, get on that horse, it'll run away with you. I guarantee it if it's not a real gentle. But you can put that bridle on, put that saddle on, and a little kid can get on that horse, go right on down the road about its business. I said all of that to say this. A child of God must have a bridle on if he's ever going to do anything for God.
All right.
He's got to have a bridle on. When that big 1,300-pound horse got those bits in their mouth, they was gentle. Gentle. You could set little Blaine back there on one of those horses. They wouldn't do nothing if they had the bridle on. But if they didn't, they might run away with you. Behold also the ships which, though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. This is a touchy subject. And God just poured this out to me the other day just as pretty as you please.
Wonderful.
Oh, it's a touchy subject. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. If a beast is tamed, it's going to be tamed besides Oscar Hughes. I mean a serpent. I ain't going to fool with them. But the Bible said they're tamed. A serpent is tamed. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. I was seeking God on this, and I believe with all of my heart that I found the answer. I believe I found the answer.
All right.
And I'm going to tell it to the Highway of Holiness Church. Because I believe God gave it to. I've already preached this to Sister Hughes.
All right.
I believe I found the answer.
Hallelujah.
I ain't going to tell you right now, but I'll tell you just in a minute. But the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. Remember that verse right there that I read. Keep your finger on that. Don't you let that slip. And I'm going to give you the answer to that just in a minute. Therewith what? Therewith the tongue. Bless we God, even the Father. And therewith what? With the tongue. Curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Look up that word in your dictionary, similitude, and see what it means. We better be careful when we talk about a brother or a sister.
Amen.
Oh, we better be careful. You remember what Brother Hughes said. Before you put the harness on that horse, put the bridle on him.
Yeah, help us, Lord.
Put the bridle on him. Many and a many time I've harnessed them big horses up. Oh, I've seen Daddy. I never seen Daddy one time hook those horses to a load but what they didn't move it. Daddy would go back and pick up those check lines and he'd say, all right, gals, they was full sisters, all right, gals, let's go. And they'd move that load.
Yes, sir.
Then he'd stop them, he'd lay the check lines down, he'd go around front and he'd rub their head and pick up their collar and rub under their shoulders. He'd go back to the check lines, pick the check lines up and say, all right, gals, let's go. Same thing. Never did see those horses fail. Thank God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be. Doth a fountain send forth this, at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and bitter and fresh?
Oh God.
Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness and of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not. If you've got envy and strife in your heart, don't you get up and praise God. Don't you do it. First you get rid of that bitter envy and strife, then you can praise God all you want to.
Right.
He says, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Are you ready for the answer? Are you ready? How many is ready for it? I believe with all of my heart, God give me this answer. But the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. Don't forget that. Are you ready for it?
Glory.
I guarantee you this to work. Double your money back. If it don't work, I'm the biggest hypocrite that ever was. Simple answer. Psalms 71. I'm going to wait till you find it. Psalm 71. How many is there? Since Brother Collins has got it, I want him to stand up and read it real slow. Verse 8.
Let thy mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day.
Is that the answer? Where is your tongue?
Your mouth.
It's in your mouth. If your mouth is full of praise and honor all the day, then there's no room for nothing else but praising God. I thought when God gave me that, I just about shouted.
Hallelujah. That's great.
Let thy mouth be filled with thy praise and thy honor all the day long. How many's going to remember that?
Yes, thank God.
Now, if that one don't work, I've got another one. Psalms 19. Psalms 19. And 14. Brother Collins, you might as well read that one too.
The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
How about that?